you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Mr. Skin, about a half hour. Monday, March 1st, live show today. We're on all 5 days this week. Somebody's got to do it.
Celebrate the beginning of meteorological spring.
Yeah, that's why.
Coming in like a lamb. Yeah. It is March show. That's a good thing.
I was watching The Godfather yesterday on the Paramount Network.
Yeah, I was watching it.
And when I just ended up watching it all day. I didn't do anything. I was like, I guess The Godfather's on all day.
And then Godfather 2 was one.
Yeah, it was perfect. In the one when he's in Italy, he gets that new wife, and she takes her top off.
Yes.
Are her breasts in the actual movie and they just take them off for cable, or is it always just kind of cut away?
It's been so long since I've seen a print of that wasn't on one of those shows. But that's a great – I'm just going to look it up now.
I couldn't remember. Yeah.
That's a great point because –
Mr. Skin may have the answer to that.
That movie had a lot of violence in it. But you know what? When you watch it on those cable channels, it's not edited. It's cut. It's pretty good. That's why it lasts 7 hours, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, the movie didn't have a lot of sex in it, either one of those Godfathers. It just had a lot of violence in, and there wasn't a lot of F-bombs thrown around either. So I don't think you're seeing much of a difference if you happen to catch Godfather on one of those.
Translate to cable.
Yeah, that's one of the few. That's one definitely it translates pretty well, right?
But they cut away just before they'd be exposed. I didn't know if that was
a great question.
You know, the same
it's
or
a
not.
Great question. I haven't seen Godfather in the theater since it was in the theater. and I don't remember if her boobs were sticking out or not, but that woman was gorgeous.
I did see the TV version of Fast Times at Ridgemont High scene with Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, what do they do? She has a bikini on, right?
How'd they work that?
They cut out the boobies or show a very close-up of her face in that time, and, you know, they work around it.
Yeah, in the pool house.
That's one of the classic scenes ever.
Oh, everybody loves that scene. And I like the pool house scene, too, with Damone Bangs. What's her name? Jennifer what?
Jennifer Jason Lee.
Yeah, her boobs popped out in that one, too.
We recently watched Splash on...
I hadn't seen Splash since it came out, so... is there nudity in that?
It's on Disney Plus now.
Oh, okay.
And there's a scene where when
Tom Hanks whips his hog out?
Unfortunately, no. Daryl Hannah's walking back into the water naked.
Yes.
And you see
her
butt.
Yeah.
They digitally added hair to
her butt?
Cover her butt.
Oh, it went longer.
She had very long hair.
She had really long hair.
That's right.
But it only came down to about the small of her back.
I remember that.
So they just... They digitally added about another foot of hair to just cover her ass.
Oh, I thought she had hair growing out the bottom of her spine or something.
To her ass crack, just cover her ass.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what everybody thought.
The extreme mullet.
She still she gets to see Neil Young's O face as we speak.
Gets
lucky
to.
Her.
Yeah.
Yep. I got word from a friend of ours, Tony, that she was nude in the theaters.
She was? Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. All right, I'm going to check out Mr. Skin now.
I think that's the only nude scene in that movie.
It is. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, Diane Keaton doesn't whip him out or anything. She's the wife for a second, and everything else is all dudes.
Yeah.
I want to check that out. Mr. Skin, in a half hour. He'll know the name and how far it is.
The second it
the
pops
second
out,
her boobs pop out.
Yeah, we got it. We got an email from Mark. They were fully exposed and terrific.
Yes.
This is The Godfather.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I got another Facebook note saying the same thing.
Yeah, because there's not much other sex in there. Like, Sonny leaves a room after he's
right.
been, you know, with the girl or whatever.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, it's all just...
After he slaps around a few women.
Vengeance yeah. and loyalty. And
yeah.
That movie's so good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course it is.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised, too, because I have no attention... Like, my attention span has gone to nothing.
I think a lot of people
just scrolling, but that, like, I'll just sit and watch them. Like, it's very slow-paced. Something that's that slow-paced hasn't kept my attention like that in a long time.
Well, it just proves what great movie-making can be like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think all of us have lost a little attention span over the years with the way things are on TV and you know, at on-demand world.
I'm sorry, what were you talking about?
But if a movie's really well done, you can actually sit through it and pay attention to it.
Yeah, I sat through some commercials, too.
And a lot of movies aren't allowed to do that anymore.
That might not be fast-paced enough for a lot of people, though.
I don't know. I mean, well, no, it's not fast-paced at all, but it's a great movie. And there's enough action in it where it's still good.
I told you guys about
one. It's Godfather. Godfather 2. Two of the best movies ever.
I just watched yesterday on Hulu. It's Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig, the Skeleton Twins. Yeah. And it's that kind of movie. It's just a well-written, like, really good acting. But nothing blows up, and it's just
nobody flies, no superhero crap.
No, just right. stick with it because it's a good story.
It's a story.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that movie struck me as one of those that, like, that's why you become an actor, to play parts like that where you get to really dig into a character.
Yeah, it's a fly around in a suit.
Right, right. No, hook up the wires and let's do this stunt.
You make a lot of money doing that. That's why you do those. I get that.
Yeah.
But, I do like how they don't even pretend to, like, that Godfather 3 is any good.
No, they don't.
Because on that, it's like they played Godfather 1, Godfather 2, just those two back to back. They're not like, no, nobody's going to watch it.
No.
Haven't they kicked around the idea recently of like completely recutting that?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
They might as well. Nobody's going to be pissed if they like, if they take and like the edited, start slicing up Godfather 3.
What was Fast? Fast Time is on one of the movie channels now, Craig. You can actually see your boobs if you go to the movie channels. I forget which one it's on, but it was on what?
I think it's been on Showtime recently.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's been on something. You saw it on...
Probably AMC or something?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. I don't know. I was just walking by the TV, and I walked by
as
it just the perfect time.
Yeah, you're right. That would be.
That was the perfect time. So I stopped. Okay, well, I got long enough to see this.
Right.
And apparently I had to go look at it on my phone.
Did you really?
Well, yeah, I was forced to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had your pants off and everything, and just now, TV edit.
He was going full Judge Reinhold.
apparently, walking, and just standing in the living room, apparently, too, by the way. Walking past the TV, oh, I better go to this. Hang on. Yeah, there you go.
That's how you assert dominance.
Or take it to the bathroom.
Get out of the room, kids.
And don't lock
Daddy's
the door.
Daddy's got to masturbate. Yeah. Show your dominance. I pay the rent around here. Right. Everybody leave the room. Daddy's got to masturbate. I saw Phoebe Cates just in a bikini. And it was on regular TV.
Y'all going to have to leave.
Yeah. Your family will just become conditioned. They see a girl in a bathing suit, everybody leaves the room.
Or they hear the cars moving in stereo and he starts tugging it for no reason. Yeah.
Well, that's not no reason.
it is if you just hear the song.
I forget what it was I was watching, but I had one of those, you know, you just flip it on and it's at the perfect scene.
Yeah, we all do.
You know,
yeah.
I just feel so lucky.
I think we've all done it over the years. I think every human person has done that over the years because I think we all just watch too much TV. Because there's no reason we randomly stop on things that are just, right, that's the scene you want to see, you know?
You just get lucky sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you watch enough TV.
Yeah.
You're going to get lucky on occasion.
What's new, Craig?
Well, the sad news is that dozens of porn apps are scamming iPhone owners and generating an estimated $2.6 million in monthly revenue, according to anonymous tipster Apps Exposed. They claim the apps are scamming their users with pre-recorded videos, fake push notifications, bait and switch prices, and hired girls to do naked cam shows to keep the user as much as possible inside the app.
I don't
they know, say,
you guys have a porn app on your phone? I don't.
No.
I just Google porn, but I don't put an app up there. That's stupid.
Apps Exposed is a collective of technologists who say they are fighting for app fairness. They say they've been exposing scammy apps, and they remain anonymous for safety reasons. They have been proven right repeatedly in the past with apps that Apple has subsequently removed. And they say that people who download these porn apps in search of conversation or video dating.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. People do.
I know. It's lonely people.
We don't. Yeah.
How'd you meet?
On get fabricated app. Push notifications allegedly from people who want to connect with them. Once you start chatting, which Apps Exposed says is with a recorded video at first.
Oh, are these MILFs in your area that want to bang you right now?
The apps ask you for more coins to fund true, longer conversations, that or happens. They request gifts to give the alleged people, which are, of course, funded by spending money in the app.
Oh, she
they're
likes
really
me.
Good at pushing fake push notifications to lure the users in to buy more subscriptions or coins. Every time you open one of these things, someone instantly calls you. It's not a real person, but a bot. And if you try to accept the call, it shows that you need more matches. So it's just a fake deal.
Like
they
long
say,
walks
be careful.
On the beach, you know, quiet dinners at home.
Girls keep and asking you to
doggy.
Call private and start showing nude.
Long dongs on the beach.
It's full of fake accounts, multiple accusations of fraud, and horrible behavior
that's
in the
bad.
Reviews.
And all these hot women who want to bang you are from a nearby town of 300 people.
Yes.
Yeah. What'd you say it's called?
which one is it?
Which one is what?
The one Nick wants to download. Yeah.
Oh, there's several.
Okay.
Who, Call and Chat, Who Light, Lovebird, You Light, Fish, yeah. AvaChat, Jam, Selfie Chat, FSS,
yeah.
Or SFS. All kinds of them that they are talking about here.
Yeah.
God.
A Texas woman won over $300,000 at the in Vegas.
Really?
Oh, the
at
slot
the airport.
In the Vegas
I saw that
airport.
Video.
At the airport.
And, and those are not loose slots at the airport.
Not at
They're
all.
They're pretty tight.
But I think it was far from the record.
Leaving or coming down or coming in?
Yes.
Probably leaving. Because once you get off the airplane, you don't want to stop and play right there. Some people do. Play one before they get. You start walking to the tarmac.
She was waiting for her flight home.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
300,000 away. Did she lose 200 grand there? It'd be funny if she lost 300
yeah.
grand.
Yeah.
No, she probably didn't.
She spent it all on 3 tuna sandwiches at the place.
That's pretty
7
cool.
months ago, somebody else won $873,000. The record is at $4 million.
At the airport on the way home.
I guess.
Yeah, generally they don't pay out.
No. Not like that.
That's an insane. I saw the video of her. Like, she's freaking out, and everybody around her, like, barely even flinches. They're like, yeah, so what?
Because they're pissed.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
They were just standing right there.
I was just playing that machine.
Right.
Gamblers are, you know, especially people leaving Vegas, they're burned out.
Yeah, they don't celebrate the winners because they're mad.
No.
Because they're not them.
The best part about Vegas, I always thought, because we went to Vegas all the time with the station, and, you know, and privately, too, for that matter, but definitely with the station every year, is that when you'd see... my favorite thing about Vegas was sometimes you fly directly from our city, Omaha, and I remember being on a plane once, and everybody was, it was just my wife and I were going, and we saw a couple, didn't know them, they didn't know us either, but they were flying down, and we're all partying the whole way down. We're not really with them, but I remember just seeing them. And I remember hopping back on the same plane three or four days later, and we just happened to be flying on the same plane, and the dude looked as bad as I did. Everybody just looked puffy and tired and drunk.
But partied
it just,
out.
It just partied out. It's one of those situations you see all the time. And we've done it before with the station trips.
Oh,
over
yeah,
this year.
The plane going to Vegas.
Happy, smiling, awake, burned out, and sweaty on the way home. That's a good morning show, burned out and sweaty.
Well, it's a morning show.
Yeah. Going back, everybody's tired.
Oh, just
listless.
Right.
Broke.
Right. 300 grand would be nice.
It's crazy to win $300,000 at the
yeah,
airport.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Vegas is nuts. We were there. I saw there's at the roulette table. I saw a dude. He just set down like between like $700 to $800 a chip, just kind of spread them out right. All over the board. Didn't win anything. And he goes, oh, that's all the money I had. I'm here for 3 more days. And then just walked away.
Oh,
I always wonder
God.
What happened to that dude.
I probably got a loan.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Dug up some money out of Cousin Eddie's yard and went to the Guess Which Hand casino. Right.
And you'd have to eat.
You're right. If you had, I mean, because there are sometimes you have just no money. I mean, you can't get blood from a stone.
Right.
There's no money in your account.
Yeah, and without any money, you can't even drink yourself to death.
No.
That costs money.
Right. Well, he was dumb.
Oh, yeah. And he seemed like he was having a good time. Yeah. He didn't really seem to like be that bothered by it either.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't be.
Right.
If that was your plan, and that obviously was his plan.
Right.
He had this much money. He's going to start off this way. And there's no way he can lose all those bets.
I remember when the casinos first opened here across the river in Council Bluffs in Iowa, I was over there. And I'm standing there. We're taking a there was a shuttle at the time to take you to the parking lot.
Glad you said shuttle.
I did.
So am I.
Thank you. And I'm standing beside this dude, and he's probably about maybe 24 at the time, younger guy. He goes, "How'd you do?" And he goes, they had just opened. And he showed me his pay stub. He just got paid that day. It was like a Friday. It was like Friday night. And his pay stub was a normal, like, $350 paycheck or something like that. He goes, I lost all that. I said, "What are you gonna do?" I said, "So not that good, huh?" He went over there and lost his paycheck.
But I'll get it back next week.
No, he didn't have any money at all until he got paid again.
Yeah. Oh man, hey, you can't do that.
No.
But they like it if you do.
Oh yeah.
They want that.
Yeah. Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dozens of former professional wrestlers are taking their head injury case to the Supreme Court. Wrestling Inc. says a group of WWE wrestlers from the 80s and 90s, including Mr. Wonderful and the late King Kong Bundy, alleged worldwide entertainment failed to protect them from repeated head injuries, including concussions that led to long-term brain damage.
Yeah, that's a tough sport, man.
Lawsuit dismissed by an appeals court last year, WWE has denied the allegations.
What sucks about that sport is that you actually have to let the guy take your head off the turnbuckle. Because you got to go with it. It's obviously fake. Mm-hmm. But your head is still hitting the turnbuckle at full force. So you're getting unlike other sports, you're getting the concussion and you helped yourself get a concussion.
Yeah, you were complicit in the whole thing.
In any other sport, you're trying to avoid, stuff's going to happen in football, but you're trying to avoid hurting your head. In this sport, you're helping the guy hurt your head.
Well, the head injury, the pile driver.
Right. The head injury is in the script.
It's in there.
Yeah.
It's written in.
If it's a real match, you're holding your head to where he can't shove your head against a turnbuckle. And in this match, you're actually helping the guy hit your head, you know. Stop hitting yourself. Do you think they'll get any money out of this?
They should.
Because don't you think they signed? Of course they should. Don't you think they signed contracts basically saying, hey, if you're brain dead after wrestling for 10 years, you're brain dead. That doesn't mean you can't sue. I'm not saying they can't, and they obviously are.
These guys, I think, probably should get some money.
Well, of course they should. I think all of them should.
But the guys who have gone into it in the last 5-10 years, those are the ones that you know what you're getting into,
right.
You know?
Yeah, but they're probably a little more cognizant of that now.
Yeah, they're
you
probably
would
going, they're
yeah.
probably
you would hope.
Things, yeah.
But I mean, if somebody tries to bring up the same lawsuit in 10, 15 years, I don't know if they've got a leg to stand
on.
They might not. You know?
You're right. They can sign anything they want, but you can still sue.
Right. How tall was King Kong Bundy? I guess he wasn't that tall.
He's no giant.
Right.
He only went by King Kong.
He's about as tall as the Big Show.
Nah, it's only 6'4".
Yeah, okay.
458 pounds.
Yeah, wow.
He was big, man.
What was the King Kong rhyme on SNL?
Oh,
It had to go with, I'm familiar with Milk, Milk, Lemonade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the woman.
Around the corner, fudge is made.
King Kong was, Dong was in there,
that's
too.
That's
classic. Right? She described the male. Yeah.
Right, and I didn't know that rhyme.
Yeah. I never heard that one either, Todd. Yeah.
Was that Cecily Strong as Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, she was great. Marjorie Taylor
Greene. Describing science.
Is a racist, dumbass.
S-I-E.
Spelled wrong, right.
N-C-E.
On her shirt.
Yeah.
Right, and she described the female with the Milk, Milk, Lemonade.
Around the corner, fudge is made.
And I forgot I don't know the male rhyme. But it was
King
Kong,
Kong and a dong.
And a dong.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
And something in between.
I never heard that either.
Yeah, I wonder if they just made that up.
Get that clip, puss, when you get a chance.
Because the Milk, Milk, Lemonade goes back to childhood.
Oh, yeah.
That's been around for a while.
It's classic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty racy at the time.
Oh, yeah.
milk, yeah. Lemonade, ooh. And fudge, ooh.
I remember when it clicked as a kid what that was. Like, oh, okay.
Now I get it.
Where's the milk?
Right.
You're 12. There's no milk there. That's you being a 12-year-old kid, by the way, too. Let's clarify that bit.
That's important.
because that's what when you're saying that on the playground with the guys, you were that age, and so were the girls.
Also a kid.
Yeah. Also,
a Florida man is set to plead guilty to using a pair of scissors to cut off his wife's lover's penis.
How to get a hold of it?
Tied him down.
Oh.
Oh.
Once again.
Hey, he's a neighbor.
Oh. Neighbor.
Man.
He caught the two of them a couple months ago.
That can anger you.
It's going to make it real awkward. We needed to borrow his weed whacker.
Yep.
So Alex Bonilla barged into the mobile home, his neighbor's mobile home, and tied him to a bed and then, cut it off and took off with it.
Cut off the wiener. Took off with it. What do you do with it?
And they never found it.
Oh, no, man.
Unable to reattach. And it's not working.
Was he actually in the act of banging her?
No. He had busted them a couple of months prior.
Okay, because I was thinking, if he's in the act of banging her, you have to cut something that's a little rigid. That might be a little tougher.
Well, I imagine that might go away pretty quickly when there's scissors involved.
Yeah, but if you catch him right away...
He had time to tie this guy down.
He might have went wah, wah, wah before that, right?
Yeah, he threatened him with a gun, tied him up in the bedroom, then explained to him that, he wasn't going to end his life, just end his penis.
I'm going to... So I scissored the wiener last night.
Yeah, that's what he did.
What was he charged with? You can't do that.
Oh, he's charged with a lot of things.
Yeah.
He's looking at 30 years in prison. Says he's going to plead guilty.
Yeah, that's an instance where you should
kidnapping, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, 30 years.
Not go violent, but you should probably get mad at your wife because she's kind of complicit in that whole thing,
too. Don't take the scissors to anybody.
Yeah.
Just get a divorce.
Right.
Just leave.
And if you're going to cut off the penis, like you've already proven the point, you don't need to take off with it.
No. I think you just throw it right back at the guy. Say, there you go. I'm out of here.
Spike the football, as it were.
Right. Here's your wiener.
Oh, why is the music got to be playing?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.